Praised be Jesus and Mary. We well know that St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe's brief life of 47 years, that spanned from 1894 until 1941, this life of his was dedicated to an ideal, to a goal, to a clear mission, the conquest of the whole world for Christ through Mary. He crowned that life with a glorious martyrdom, but he first prepared it by a life of heroic virtue. And the saint who so zealously promoted consecration to Our Lady so as to gain all souls to Christ in the surest, safest, most beautiful way through his mother, the saint, when he was initially consecrating himself to Our Lady, giving himself to her, giving his future life to her, didn't know in all the details how his life would play out. He knew that Our Lady had a mission for him. He didn't know all the details of that mission. But that's the important thing to remember, that when any one of us, when any person consecrates himself to Our Lady, gives himself to her as her possession and property to do with whatever she pleases, it's in response to an initiative that belongs to Our Lady. The initiative is hers. We only respond to it. She is the one who inspires us to do so, to give ourselves to her. The initiative is not ours, it's hers, because she has a plan for us. The details of which she doesn't reveal to us, as she didn't to St. Maximilian Mary Kolbe, but nonetheless, she has a plan for us. And just briefly, looking at St. Maximilian's writings, I'd like to share with you a thought of his that he jotted down in 1919 when all he had to offer to Our Lady was just a few names on a piece of paper. That's all he had. The rest of his great accomplishments were to follow, and he had to, in blind faith, entrust himself to Our Lady for them to actually come about and flourish. The printing press, the radio, the missions, etc. In 1919, he had nothing but a few names on a piece of paper. And he wrote in his diary entry on the 7th of October of 1919, "Loving Mother, I really do not know which direction this whole matter will take." And the militia of the Immaculata. "You deign to do with me and with us all as you please, to the greatest possible glory of God. I am yours, my immaculate loving mother, and you see that I am very wretched. I walk on the brink of a precipice because I am full of self-love. If you let me slip from your immaculate hands even for an instant, I will be the first to fall into even graver sins and later to the very bottom of hell. However, though I do not deserve it, if you will not let me go and will be my guide, I most certainly shall not fall, and I will become a saint, a great saint. Loving Mother, deign to turn your eyes so that my writing may be to your greatest possible glory." So St. Maximilian had really no idea initially, except the only idea that he could be sure of was that Our Lady would turn him into a saint, into a great saint. That's her mission, and she did exactly that. And every once in a while, if you just browse the writings of St. Maximilian, as the years went on, when he would kind of stop and look at what Our Lady was accomplishing through him, he almost felt overwhelmed and had to remind himself that this was her work, that this was happening because of her. And when he felt that feeling of being overwhelmed, all he had to do was just, again, remember it was Our Lady's work, and he had to just take the next step in front of him every single time. All the way up to his heroic martyrdom in the concentration camp of Auschwitz. Had he seen all that in the beginning, who knows? Even he might have cowered it out. Had he seen that in 1919 on October 7th, that he would be one day standing in a concentration camp and being asked to give his life for a fellow prisoner, would he have done it? Well, he might not have been ready. He had to take one step at a time, and that step was the one that Our Lady was showing him ahead of him, and nothing more. In 1919, he had to do what? Continue the meetings with those who had enrolled in the militia of the Immaculate, then go on and start printing a little periodical for them, then spread that periodical to all of Poland, then open a mission in Japan, then open houses that would be printing these periodicals, etc., etc. And I think the takeaway for us is that Our Lady acts in the same way with all those who consecrate themselves to her. She doesn't have the same plan and the same mission for all of us, but she acts in the same way. She wants us to be sure that if we are faithful, she will turn us into saints and great saints. And to get there, all we have to do is just take the step that's right in front of us right now. And the rest she will reveal to us in due time. Let's ask St. Maximilian for that same fidelity, being sure that this consecration to Our Lady will lead us to that final goal of perfect conformity to Christ, as he reached that perfect conformity to Christ, dying as a martyr of charity, giving his life freely to save that of a fellow prisoner. Because we can be sure that that's what Our Lady does, makes us saints and great saints. Praised be Jesus and Mary.